This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, get ready. We have Congressman Walter Jones joining us on huge 28 pages of 9/11 attack news and more coming up today. We're also going to have open phones, and Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour. Obviously, the new big sensation is Trump saying women that get illegal abortions should be punished. And now he's kind of backtracked off that. If you've got illegal brain surgery, I think whoever does it should be punished. But that's a side issue. We're going to break the whole thing down coming up. There is so much to cover today. Our troops are in the field. But first, a key report from John Baum on the incredible reverse racism going on in this country.
Non-whites only need apply. So read the casting call for Hamilton, a Broadway hit that hijacks the genius of the founding fathers and superimposes them onto minorities. Now being heavily scrutinized by New York civil rights attorney Randolph McLaughlin.
What if they put an ad out that said, whites only need apply? Why African Americans, Latinos, Asians will be outraged. You cannot advertise showing that you have a preference for one racial group over another. As an artistic question, sure, he can cast whomever he wants to cast, but he has to give every actor eligible for the role an opportunity to try.
Nonetheless, the cast was welcomed with open arms by the George Soros-funded Black Lives Matter crowd stumbling around the White House.
7 years ago, Lin-Manuel Miranda came to the White House poetry jam. This is definitely the room where it happened, right here. This is it, right here.
I'm actually working on a hip-hop album. It's a concept album about the life of someone I think embodies hip-hop, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. You laugh, but it's true. By 14, they get placed him in charge of the trade and charter. And every day more slaves were being slaughtered or carted away across the waves. Our Hamilton kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Hamilton is an amazing story that is beautifully told. Through Hamilton, Lin-Manuel reveals all the drama and the glory, the heartbreak that run through our nation's history. And he shows us that the icons in our history books were real people with real brilliance, but also with real flaws. So really, Hamilton teaches us history the way it really should be taught.
The entertainment industry's lack of creative minority roles has become par for the course, a situation Chris Rock recently brought to the fore at the Academy Awards.
Is Hollywood racist? You're damn right Hollywood's racist, but that's not racist that you've grown accustomed to. Hollywood is sorority racist.
However, diversity in American entertainment is booming in the U.S., while overseas audiences have yet to grasp the concept. The Hollywood Reporter writes, Sony Pictures TV casting director Don Steinberg says, it's colorblind casting. There used to be a time when it had to be written that way to look for an actor with a specific ethnicity. Now it's just who is the best actor for the role. But when trying to sell overseas, American shows are finding the color barrier is still there. Marion Edwards, president of International TV at Fox, says these shows are a reflection of our society, but they are not a reflection of all societies. Take Empire. Fox's hip-hop drama appeared to be a slam dunk for the international market. Empire has been a global flop. The New York City human rights law that the Broadway play Hamilton may have violated was enacted to defend against discrimination. The law states it is unlawful for an employer, because of the actual or perceived race of any person, to discriminate. Essentially, entertainment supposedly aggressively tackling stereotypes has, in all of its arrogance, dug up the past. Basically, George Soros' Black Lives Matter movement in costume is coming to a theater near you. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Broadcasting worldwide.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Wow, there is a lot to cover and a lot to go over today, undoubtedly. We have all Hades breaking loose after Donald Trump says women should be punished for illegal abortions. Isn't that interesting? Illegal abortions. Should someone be punished if they cut your hair without a license? I really don't think so, but they have laws on the books all over the country saying you've got to have a license to cut somebody's hair, a license to paint somebody's nails, a license to put cream on somebody's face, a license to give somebody a massage, and that's supposedly to protect you from back alley kooks and crazies who'll end up getting you killed. Well, we know back alley abortions have killed tens of thousands of women. That's one reason they were able to get Roe v. Wade rammed through the Supreme Court in 1973. was because there were a lot of back alley abortions, and Trump saying we shouldn't have back alley abortions, but he has since even backed off of that. Look, here's where I stand on abortion. I understand that a lot of women are scared, they're poor, they've already got kids in some cases, they don't know what to do. I don't judge those women that have gone out and had abortions. I don't think that they're devil worshipers or they want to hurt their kids or they're evil people. They've been told by the culture it's okay. They've been told it's the way to get out of a bad situation. But you've also got to think about the unborn life and stand up for that child as well. And that counterbalances the rights of the woman because that is a human. And we've devalued human life so much in this country that now they're killing old people on don't treat list, veterans, wounded veterans. They're talking about killing children up to age 3. They're talking about killing handicapped people. Notice I'm politically correct. I'm not supposed to say handicap, but you can kill them. The left, the eugenicists, are now pushing getting rid of Down syndrome children up to age 3. Now, don't call them retarded. That's mean, but killing them is okay. See how they take a real right away and then give you a phony language right. This is how they scramble it all. Don't call my grandmother, who's had polio since the 50s, or had polio, almost killed her. Don't call her a cripple. But it's okay to give her the second round of the polio vaccine, and then 1 week later, she got that exact strain. And the doctor told her, yeah, you probably got it from the vaccine. She wound my grandmother for 50-plus years, 60-plus years. She's 90 now. Don't talk about the big vaccine scandal, but don't you call her a cripple. As if crippled is a bad word. It's not derogative. They said it was derogative. They said it was an insult. They said, be nice. Let us take control of language. Let us tell you how to talk. Call her disabled. Disabled. And then now, don't say the word mother or father. Don't say the word boy or girl. Say he and she in public schools and colleges all over the Western world. And I know I've got so much news here to start off with today. It just shows how the people claiming they want to represent our rights, they want to protect us, they want to be the arbiters of the rule book to tell us what words we can use, have been maneuvering us towards a post-intellectual world of no communication, no information, where all debate is seen as somehow criminal and abusive and oppressive. That said, there's an extremely powerful video that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I just tweeted out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter that needs to go viral. Now, it's powerful audio-wise for radio listeners, but it's really powerful when it comes to the video. You need to see it to believe it. It is destined to become a meme. Lately, Infowars.com unexpectedly has been seeing some of the biggest traffic in our history from a new source. Not Drudge Report, not our daily AM and FM audience, not Facebook, not Twitter, not YouTube. Those are all huge sources. Those are all our top sources of referral, not just original listeners and fans coming every day. No, our new biggest amount of traffic ever. And I guess articles are being written about it. It's being marveled about. I wasn't aware of it until last week. Buckley ran up and said, look at this. Look at these sites. These are meme sites. These are things I've been visiting for years. This is something Generation X right down to millennials is into. I'm aware of the big sites. Reddit and others have it, but I don't really follow it. And I didn't know that in the last 2 weeks we've had most of the top memes because our listeners are going and getting clips from idiots on the show and clips from anti-Trump people and going and making memes out of them. And now InfoWars has many of the top memes. In fact, we should do a report on it. We haven't even really talked about it yet because it's so over the top. The weirdos that attack our camera people whether it's Chicago or whether it's Appleton, Wisconsin, or whether it's New York City or Washington, D.C., run up like arrogant, mentally ill cartoon characters, totally whacked out of their brains, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter, and they say the most ridiculous stuff you've ever seen, and they do it with real weird, slurping, strange utterances and strange tics that are the ambrosia, the finest mother's milk to the meme makers, who, by the way, are not conservative. They're not libertarian. They're just into entertainment. And I don't know how we hit the zeitgeist here, but we've now hit the zeitgeist of memes. I mean, sure, they've always had fun with things I do that are silly, and I certainly enjoy it. Please make more goofy memes of yours truly. I love it. But these people, it is sickeningly ridiculous. You watch MSNBC, you watch CNN, all they do is tell you how intellectual and smart liberals are and how they are the most cool, avant-garde, cutting-edge philanthropists on the planet, lovers of humanity. And when you actually go out to these events, I have never seen less light in someone's eyes. They look like they're dead. Less control of language. More unhealthy looking people. They have been raised latchkey children in front of television sets. They're victims. And I shouldn't call them walnut heads and pea brains and idiots. But I'm just honest when I see something and I say it. I'm not on a power trip calling them totally stupid. I mean, I am frightened by them. But the reason I go one step further calling them scum of the earth is to a person, they run up and try to stop other people talking to our camera men. They run up and they try to get in our face. They run up and they try to stop us talking. There was a Hispanic lady telling a white Trump supporter, you know, you shouldn't be against illegals. We grow the food. We cook your food. And he says, look, lady, I grow my own food. He'd been talking earlier about raw milk and being a farmer. We were doing an interview. And he's like, I'm not against, in a longer interview, Hispanics. We've got to have a border. Mexico has a border. This is all globalism. It's a takeover. And she's sitting there talking to him, and she's not that bad of a person. She just is saying, hey, we produce. We're humans, too. And I get that whole argument. It's absolutely true. It's the social justice warrior white knight, I think it's a man, that runs over and says, check yourself. Folks, we're not joking when we talk about this. We played a bunch of videos last week where women walk over to men and say, you're not allowed to talk or videotape. You're a white male. You are surrounded by your white privilege. And they mean it, folks. They're not trying to be funny. They're unintentionally funny. But here's the deal. If I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying, because these are dangerous pea brains. Conversely, I've seen the white supremacists marching in Germany and in Sweden and in Belgium, and they are the exact same type of people. They are so dumb. They're all drunk. They can hardly talk. They're falling down. They're just screaming and yelling. It's the same thing. Its culture has been dumbed down, ladies and gentlemen. It's been turned into just mindless tribalness. And I guess I've been dumbed down like Idiocracy to just say, walnut, walnut, dummy, idiot, moron. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. I watched footage the other night, about 30 minutes of different white supremacist rallies in Europe, and they were so stupid and so dumb. It was just unbelievable. And it's the same thing with these people. And I'm telling you, it's television. It's not going outside. It's being locked up all day. It is the fall of the human mind is what this is. And then all they do is boil down to the most base level. The problem is the globalists are using tribalism and open borders to bring people in to be tribal. So that has to be stopped. We brought them in to be tribal constitutionalists, gun owners, patriots. I say, you know, show you can pass a test. Show you know what's going on. Show you want to be part of liberty. Bring whoever in. The more the merrier. But you can't bring in a bunch of welfare heads from the world to get even more welfare. It's like we're competing with the world that we have more welfare than other countries. And here's an article that follows that today. Children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. That's right. They are prisoners of the system, disconnected from reality, and so scared now, if they see a Trump sign, they go into convulsions of fear. And that's what this is all about. The nanny state is about completing our journey into being absolutely broken-backed, moronic, just jellyfish. Cass Sunstein wants there to be a law passed at the White House. Regulations are banning the promotion of sunlight is good for you. They want you to be cave-dwelling, thumb-sucking, mindless, cowardly, albino, bug-eyed creatures.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't want no shackles on me.
those shackles.
By the way, just before I forget to do this, we've had, I don't know, six or seven one-of-a-kind collector's edition T-shirts. One of them was the Obama Joker shirt, our bestseller ever, and I just said it was going to end that year, and it ended. But we've had so many complaints, some people that are angry about the original Hillary for President shirt being now sold out for 2 or 3 months because we didn't produce anymore, like I said, that we're going to bring back the basic original design. Because, you know, Polo has designer shirts every year, but like two things are different on them. So the shirt you have is an original collector's edition. We're just going to change one thing on the front and one thing on the back. We're going to change Infowars.com, Legalized Freedom on the back, from white to red on the navy blue shirt. And on the front, it'll say the classic election-style shirt, Hillary for President 2016, and something like, and forever, or until the end of time. Yeah, that's what I decided, and till the end of time, because it looks like she may be indicted any minute. She is in deep trouble, so we need to celebrate the First Amendment. She tried to intimidate it. We are now sending that proof of that shirt off today, being made right here in America, and we will have them shipped here by next week. So we're going to put them up for sale tomorrow, pre-order, but it's only a week and a half. You'll be waiting maximum for the original shirt, augmented, so it is a new design. Technically, it is a new edition, because I will not lie to people, but I'm just being honest that I'm almost fudging. I feel bad doing it, but you want it, so I'm sure you're not mad at me. Speaking of that, look at drudgereport.com. Hillary has a date with the FBI. That's out of the Washington Times. The FBI talks Hillary while Bill trolls Obama. And they are now setting up the date. Do Hillary and Bill sense a breakdown in whatever deal they may have struck with President Obama to protect his presidential ambitions? Is whatever negotiation they may have been conducting over her email server problem and the inside information she may have had on him now imploding? Or have the Clintons won the negotiation with Mr. Obama, freeing them to hit him publicly to get her elected? And the article goes over the fact that the Clintons are now attacking Obama, just like he started 2 weeks ago, saying that Obama, you know, has a horrible 8-year legacy. And now they're officially attacking him, and now the FBI officially says they're about to meet with her and will announce the date here very, very soon. So what's really going on? Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking fake Texans cowboy hat. Speaking of Ted Cruz, not yours truly. I'm a fake Texan, too. Who wants to be a Texan anyway? I, too, am from Canada. By the way, nothing against Canada. I'm being sarcastic. I'm from Texas. Cruz jokes about running over Trump with his car, and I have the clip from Jimmy Kimmel, and it's very well deliberated out. We'll play it later. Very well thought out by Cruz. We'll just play it in a moment. And he just makes the big joke and then has a scripted Star Wars joke. And CNN cut back to the clip. They played it this morning and just really liked Ted Cruz. So he's just such a darling. Now that the Bushes have endorsed him and so much more. And he's funded by Goldman Sachs and the Council on Foreign Relations and helped write the TPP for Bush Sr. with his wife. He's now uncloaking as the fourth attempt by the Bushes to secure the White House. Now, they've done it the last three times. And they were smart enough to know their name may have been running in the mud. So will there be three Cruz presidencies now? Let's go to the clip.
Now, who do you like better, Obama or Trump?
Look. I dislike Obama's policies more.
I see.
But Donald... Donald is a unique individual. I will say I was watching the early part of the show, and if I were in my car and getting ready to reverse and saw Donald in the backup camera, I'm not confident which pedal I'd put.
That was given.
You ran a question for you.
That was
How
given
many of the seven star
legal approval to be able to put that out. Legal approval. Guaranteed. So he can be ambiguous. Will he get a Secret Service visit for that? Because the New York Times writer calling for him to be killed, other people calling for him to be killed, countless musicians calling for him to be killed, movie stars calling for him to be killed, thousands of tweets, and that's conservative, probably tens of thousands calling for him to be killed. This is an atmosphere calling for violence against Trump and Trump rallies so that his supporters, Bernie Sanders, Hillary supporters, you name it, feel emboldened to go up and attack Donald Trump supporters. They're the ones pushing the climate of violence. They're the ones pushing the Nazi-style brown shirt thugs in the street agenda. And we've got video of that and more coming up after the break. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department
Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
America, for all its problems, is what is left of the Renaissance, what is left of the Magna Carta, what is left of the spirit of 1776. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, already the 31st day of March, 2016. Former senators and members of the 9/11 Commission, as well as the Congressional Commission, have gone public that have seen the 28 pages and said that it shows an order for NORAD, the Pentagon, to stand down on 9/11, and that the FBI had been ordered to stand down when wanting to go after the hijackers. That all came out in the news at the time. The FBI agents from Illinois and Minnesota and Arizona and Texas and Florida and California all went public. Many of them got demoted. Many of them got in trouble instead of getting medals. And said that they were ordered to stand down. Well, the specifics Congress learned, and the Intelligence Committee learned in closed session, they were ordered to stand down 6 months before 9/11, right through 9/11. Now, you notice a few months before 9/11, Chris Carter on The Lone Gunman, a spinoff of X-Files, aired an episode that the CIA had approached them on, the talking points, where a criminal element in the government hijacks a passenger jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center, to blame it on Afghanistan, start a worldwide war, and to set up a police state in America. NORAD's ordered to stand down in the TV show because they're told it's a terrorism drill, not a real hijacking. That happened a few months later on 9/11. We all wondered why it was in the piece. We've basically confirmed it was a warning leaked through, and still the criminal elements didn't care that it had been put out on television. They went ahead with it. I was always saying, revelation of the method, throwing it in our face, preparing us, but now I've tracked it back. I'm going to just stop there. Later I'll be able to bring all this out. Super dangerous, obviously. Not so much for me, but other people. That's why there were warnings to the FBI and the CIA. Most people in the government don't want to be part of stuff like this. It's highly compartmentalized. Criminal elements did it. That's why the government in general is not our enemy. Now, I'll be honest with you. 15 years ago, I wasn't sophisticated enough or didn't have enough time to figure out what this stuff was. I just said, there's no way they had a plot of a show that's exactly what fits happened in reality. Well, now we know. It's amazing. It's sensational. It's incredible. And it's real. Truth is stranger than fiction. I want to get into the over-the-top China news. Over-the-top. Over-the-top attacks on free speech. Over-the-top police state activity. University of North Carolina diversity workshop brands Band-Aids as white privilege. Yeah, that's what Melissa Harris-Perry would teach on MSNBC, that hot water is white privilege, that clothing is white privilege. What? Do you have any idea how many whites have been slaves in history or have been homeless? I mean, I'm just tired of it. It's this myth that, like, I have rocket boosters on me like Iron Man when I get up in the morning and I... Now fly around. I don't get diseases. I don't get sick. What was the latest thing Bernie Sanders said? White people, hold on. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. What is it, something like 18% of white people are below the poverty line? We drove around, Joe Biggs did. We found quite a few poor white people. And we talked to so-called minorities. I say that because most areas, minorities are the majority. And they just couldn't believe it. So that's pure bull. So this is this idea. Let me give everybody a newsflash. All our kids are getting bombarded by television, having their brains rewired. All our kids are getting hit with fluoride. All our kids are having deadly vaccines pointed at them. All our kids are having GMO shoved at them and dyes and chemicals and MSG and aspartame. We're all under globalist attack. They just want us fighting with each other, so we're not aware of that. But I'm going to stop right there. It's like that movie, The Kingsman, where they put a wavelength program out via all the smartphones and TVs to make everybody kill each other. That's a dumbed-down allegory of what they're actually doing. Literally through flicker rates of the TV, but then a bunch of other cultural brainwashing and the rest of it. Remember Pokemon 15 years ago made tens of thousands of kids in Japan and the U.S. have convulsions, fall, and bust their heads open. Some of them died with flashing lights and a certain rhythm. Folks, you can go to UT Psychology Department, go right in there if you're a student, a PhD level, go right into DARPA-funded areas, and that's literally what they're obsessed with. They have got flicker rates that'll make a grown man in about 30 seconds fall down on the ground. That's fact. They can knock you out. But they don't want it to be too obvious. They want to just slowly test it, slowly find ways. You ask why the public seems to be in a mindless trance. They're in highly suggestible, near sleep, sleepwalking trances. They're jellyfish that watch TV and play video games up to 10 hours a day. They don't want to be told they shouldn't do that. They have hypnotic suggestions planted to get angry if you warn them. They're addicted. They live in a false world, and then they're only activated by having to go to work or school or whatever, and by messages in TV of when it's time to go, zombie attack, Donald Trump racist, Donald Trump hateful, must get him, must kill him. And that's the messages from Trump and the New York, the Trump haters like Cruz and the New York Times and all of the publications saying, somebody kill him, kill him, kill him. How dare his people attack the loving protesters who are actually attacking? They're legitimizing it all. What's the movie? Is it Major League 2 or is it Naked Gun 2 or 3? I forget. I was surfing through cable like 6 months ago and saw one with the Naked Gun actor. And is it O.J. Simpson? Must Kill? Guys, go to YouTube and type in O.J. Simpson. No, it's not O.J. Simpson. He's in another one saying must kill. It's Strawberry, famous baseball player. And then he's got to kill Drebin. I think that's the name of the detective. It's about like that, except it's not as 100%. Like Sirhan was drugged. He was drooling. The police said he shot the ground. His hand was held down. We know the guy behind him, CIA from the Skunk Works base nearby, that shot him in the back. That's all come out. It's in the LAPD report. But instead of being total mind control, it's a highly suggestible population. Yeah, there it is. Naked Gun, Reggie Jackson. Folks, I don't follow baseball. I just knew it was a famous baseball player. So we can try to cue that up. I want to show that because that's hilarious. Until you understand, you make it suggestible. You go on mainstream television and say it's legitimate to kill XYZ. He deserves to be killed. And you've got tens of millions of viewers, there's a good chance one of those people, when you're having a public rally, is going to take a shot at you or try to kill you. And so it's basically like the mafia saying, who's going to take care of this problem for me? You're not giving the order for somebody to be killed, you're just doing it. Now let me stop and get into this news, because I'm kind of digressing here. First off, the good news is we're selling a lot of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the latest products at InfoWarsLife.com, because the vitamin folks, the people that are into nutraceuticals, that are into supplements, can go read about it and see what a high-quality product it is. The bad news is we had a limited run. It took us 2 years to develop this. It'll probably be a month till more of this comes in. So I would guess it'll be sold out by next Monday or Tuesday at current sales rates. It has 80-plus vitamins and minerals in it. It's got a whole bunch of different coenzyme, Q10. It just goes on and on. Alpha lipoic acid, boron, glycine. I'm not going to go over everything that's in this. It's got a bunch of amino acids, so your body actually absorbs it. It's excellent. And it can be taken with other multivitamin and mineral drinks as well. There's a lot of other great brands out there. Like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, we sell at InfoWarsHealth.com. It's excellent. This is one, though, that's plant-derived. Ours is plant-derived. And we have put this together to even make the food Nazis, the vitamin Nazis, not the soup Nazi, who are super obsessed with having just the ultimate purity, the ultimate, you know, not having anything artificial in it. It's very hard to do that. This has it. It is a game changer. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also sign up for AutoShip, so you get it every month and get 10% off your first order and every other order when you're on AutoShip, and get free shipping on orders above $50. So get some of this. Get something else like the Nascent X2 or Supermel Vitality or the Colloidal Silver Bullet. And get free shipping and get 10% off at AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12, super high-quality vitamin B12 is back in stock. Supermel Vitality is back in stock. Anthroplex is back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket main site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subdirectory area where you can find that for yourself. But the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, let me know what you think about it. In fact, it's so good, my mouth is watering. I keep getting busy during the breaks working on news. Well, one of the great crew, one of the great interns or whoever, can I have one scoop of this ice cubes and some of that ProPure filtered water, please? Because I actually started, I'm not kidding, it was involuntary. This is the best tasting fruit punch. Because when it's sugary fruit punch, there's something weird about it. You know, it tastes good. Or when it's stuff with other artificial flavors that might even be not bad for you, it still just has some weird taste. This is so game-changing. We went through so many permutations of it that it's naturally sweetened by just what's in it, like 1,000 daily intake of vitamin C, and it's the actual, you know, organic form of vitamin C, which itself tastes good. I mean, it's just it's flavored by the vitamins and minerals that are in it. It's crazy. My mouth is watering. That is not a pitch. It was watering. I said, why not just be honest about it? Wait till you taste this. My only problem is it's so super neurotic, so clean, so good, the best sources. To get all these ingredients together to be able to do a run was hard. We finally, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, actually, green-lighted the final formulation. It took a couple months just to get the ingredients. And that's why big companies that even have, you know, quality stuff still isn't to this level, because they wouldn't be able to operate on a mass scale. That's our problem, is it's almost becoming boutique nutraceuticals, because sometimes we can't get what we were getting. We have to change the formulation and then make that announcement. That's why we've changed Super Male twice, Super Female twice. We had to change the Deep Cleanse. What was it? From Himalayan Shilajit to Russian Shilajit. That's same mountain ranges, but and we couldn't put it out for like 6 months because we couldn't get it. Anyways, I'm digressing. I have news to cover. I apologize. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get yours today. That funds the broadcast, and that's good news. Please support our local affiliates and sponsors as well. Become a local sponsor of local stations or support those sponsors or send $100 to your local station. I can't tell you how many stations we're on when we start out on the weekend with a Sunday show to put their toe in the water, and within 6 months we're on at night, and then within a year we're on during the day live. And it's because we get good ratings. A lot of folks tune in and support, get great ratings, top ratings in many cases, but also the support comes through. And a lot of times after that 15th $100 bill or $20 bill comes in to a station manager, thank him, they go, "That Alex Jones, what are his ratings?" Yeah, they've gone up on Sundays during 3 months. Put him on weeknights. Then a few months later, that does well. All right, let's give them an hour live, the rest at night. And then after a few months, all 3 hours, all 4 hours live. It's happening all over the country. Then the station sells, or it changes format. And that's, you know, we get up to like 200 affiliates, and it always goes back down. We've never gotten above 200 affiliates. It's like 180-something right now. They're always changing, and that's just the way talk radio is. But and we're not part of a big, there's two big companies that have a duopoly. Or an oligopoly, probably be the better term. There's three companies total, but two of them have like 90% of the stations. There's thousands and thousands of radio stations in the country, but only a few hundred that could pick this show up and be independent, and they're the ones doing it. Actually, hats off to Clear Channel. They put me just out of a business decision 8 years ago on XM, and it got top signups, made them a lot of money, had a lot of listeners, and we shared the advertising with them. Just executives, free market, wanted to make money. Plus, I was told I talked to some of them, those guys were libertarians. And then there was a merger happened. Goldman Sachs came in, and I was thrown off with over 200 other libertarian patriot hosts. So I said, didn't matter. It was successful. Didn't matter. You tuned in. I mean, they're doing everything they can to shut us off, folks. Everything they can. I mean, I'll admit, Clear Channel has actually put us on a few stations. They manage and things just because we get high, high ratings. But not anymore. That's all changed. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in
water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now trying to get in that container. My son will want to box and stuff and like accidentally punch into my fist when we're shadow boxing, and it's like, ah, I tell you, getting old is interesting. And I'm not that old. I'm 42, but I tell you, I can't imagine what it's like for my 80-year-old grandmother with arthritis, what that must feel like. Because I've got to get reconstructive surgery, the doctors told me, on three knuckles. The knuckles are completely collapsed and gone, and the tendons now go basically up underneath each other. So I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. I need to start taking the InfoWarsLife.com joint and bone formula because I'm told it really helps. I'm just not in the mode of taking all these pills. But everything else I've taken ends up helping, so I need to do that. Didn't mean to do a plug right there for InfoWarsLife.com, but I just did it inadvertently. All right, let me get into the news that's coming up after Congressman Walter Jones, currently of North Carolina, joins us for the first 30 minutes. In the second half of the transmission, I'm going to open the phones up and play tons of clips and get into all of the other news because there is so much of it. The political correctness is kind of really going to a new level right now, again, wanting to say that Band-Aids are part of white privilege. I'm not kidding. That's coming up. That's being taught in colleges right now. You don't pay to go to college. You don't pay for your children to go to college so they actually get a job. You pay to go lose them and have them further indoctrinated by the system. We're also going to play the video, Meet the Dumb Bleepers Who Hate Trump. And they try to come over and stop people's free speech when they try to talk to the media, because they're so incredibly liberal and so incredibly cool. We're also going to get into the heart of the problem. Children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. Also, this ties into Donald Trump, and we have the clip here we're going to play in just a moment of Trump on punishing women that, quote, get illegal abortions. FDA authorizes expanded use of medical abortion pill. But first, let's go to the clip of Trump that they're saying is the biggest faux pas yet. Every faux pas has only made him more popular. Saying women should be punished for illegal abortions. Here it is.
Should the woman be punished for having an abortion? Look.
This is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard. But you're forbidding
it. Are you going to say put them in jail? Is that what I'm asking you about?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you, but what do you say about your church? Yeah, it's really not funny. What do you say about your church? They're very, very small.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments, but you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States.
Enough.
Do you believe in punishment?
And so all he says is we have to look at it. They turn that into he wants to put women in prison. Very reasonable answer. Unscripted. That's what you want. That's not controversial at all. If we're going to ban it again, like it is in so many other countries, then there will probably be some type of punishment for going and getting an illegal abortion. The truth is women will just go to Canada or other countries. But the point is, this is about eugenics. It's not about abortion, folks. And plus, Trump's not even going there.
Visit GCNLive.com
Stay with us.
Today.